This is JIS News. Coming up, forensic laboratory and legal medicine unit to be merged. Dozens turn out to view body of late Agriculture Minister Roger Clark, and MSMEs to get web-based resource for project financing options. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, but the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force Forensic Laboratory and the Legal Medicine Unit are to be merged to become the Institute of Forensic Science. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the new institute will become a standalone entity, reporting directly to the ministry. The merger will occur in the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Mr. Bunting says the institute will improve the government's forensic capabilities to the extent that it will be able to offer its services to other stakeholders.
We are in a period of transition that is going to strengthen not just the reputation of the institute, but also strengthen their ability to offer services to a wider cross-section of stakeholders. We'll be able to offer forensic science services on an expanded basis to other governments in the region, to the private sector, etc.
Mr. Bunting was speaking at a ceremony for the handing over of ballistics comparison microscopes and DNA kits to the National Forensic Laboratory and Legal Medicine Unit by the United States Embassy earlier this week. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller was among several persons who viewed the body of late Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark at the People's National Party PNP headquarters yesterday, September 11. The public will have another opportunity to view the late minister's body today, September 12, at the Manning School in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland, from 3 to 6 p.m. A viewing was also facilitated at the Sharon Baptist Church in Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth, earlier today. A wake will be held tonight at Independence Park in Savannah Lamar. The official funeral service for Mr. Clark will be held Saturday, September 13, at the St. George's Church, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Interment will follow at a family plot in Glenilla, Williamsfield. Mr. Clark died on August 28. Micro, small and medium-sized MSME operators will soon have one-stop access to information on financing sources for business projects. This as the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, and the Mona School of Business Management have partnered to create a web-based database for the aggregation of financing sources for MSMEs. Both organizations signed a memorandum of understanding for the project Thursday. Under the $14 million project, the Mona School of Business will carry out the research and technical work to complete the website, while the DBJ will market the site to MSME stakeholders. Managing Director of the Development Bank of Jamaica, Milverton Reynolds, says this initiative will be a catalyst for the growth of several small businesses.
This project will indeed complement the DBJ's mandate of facilitating the establishment of new businesses and supporting existing ones by allowing easier access to credit and equity for the SME sector.
The Mona School of Business and Management is an institute of the University of the West Indies. And Chief Technical Director in the Financial Investigation Division, FID, in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Justin Felice, says financial institutions need to implement measures to safeguard their operations against fraud. These measures include conducting client risk assessments and establishing risk registers to document potential fraud threats and strategies to counter them. Mr. Felice was addressing an anti-fraud seminar hosted by the Jamaica Institute of Financial Services and the Jamaica Bankers Association earlier this week.
Prevention is better than detection, and that's where you should be putting your investment to prevent fraud taking place in the first place. It's too late when you ring FID or you ring the fraud squad and say, we've got a problem. It's too late.
Mr. Felice advises that come 2015, when Jamaica is assessed by the Caribbean Financial Task Force, the organization will be examining how well the country manages financial risks. The one-day seminar with the theme Fraud and the Financial Services Sector, Prevention and Detection was held to heighten awareness of the impact of fraud on the financial services sector and the wider society, and to provide possible solutions for containment and protection. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.